Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee. We are in the book of John, chapter 8, starting in 21. And this is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
This is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
And this is Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
From that time Jesus began to preach, repent for the kingdom of the heavens are in reach. Now after John had been thrown in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the kingdom and saying, the time is fulfilled, repent and believe in the gospel. From that time Jesus began to preach, repent for the kingdom of the heavens are in reach. There was a man named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, who came to Jesus. Rabbi, we know that you are from God, for no one can do these things that you have done. Jesus answered and said to him, be born from above to see the kingdom. From that time Jesus began to preach, repent for the kingdom of the heavens are in reach. Come to me, all you children, for the kingdom of God belongs to them. He who does not receive the kingdom, like a child, will not enter in. From that time Jesus began to preach, repent for the kingdom of the heavens are in reach. So repent and believe in the gospel, so that you may fulfill the Father's will. Coming to Jesus and doing his word, to enter his kingdom just as you've heard. To enter his kingdom just as you've heard.
I believe that doing his word is the Greek word logon, which is following in Jesus' footsteps, doing what he does. Not just believing it, but doing what he does, walking in the way. Since we've gotten to chapter 8 so far, there have been at least 7 I ams in the scriptures. And it starts with Jesus says, I am. And that's the same statement he made in the burning bush. Now, the Pharisees, they said they believed in Moses, but they said to the I am, who are you? They said to the flaming fire in the bush, but who are you? They got the man part of it, the one with 2 legs, 2 arms, and flesh made of dust of the ground, but they did not get at all the Creator, who is right there, whose name is I am. Ego I am, the self-existent life giver. That's what ego I am means. They didn't see him at all. And he's right in front of them. Moses, we know, who are you? And then the next time he says, I am the bread of life, or I am the bread. Twice he says, I am the bread of life. And then another time he says, I'm the living bread. And then in chapter 8 that we just read yesterday, I am the light of the world. Who follows me in no wise will walk in darkness. And isn't it interesting, in John, it started off with following him. Even back to Matthew, we started this in Matthew, the first instructions were to change your mind because the kingdom of the heavens are at hand. So look up is really appropriate there. So when he says the kingdom of the heavens are at hand, that you automatically will start looking up. And then the first instruction after change your mind is come after me. So they followed him. So who follows me in no wise will walk in darkness, because the I am, who is Jesus, is leading the way. And then we're going to also end the book of John. And he says that in the last chapter again several times. He says that we're to follow him or come after him. This is John chapter 8, verses 21 to 30.
He said therefore again to them, I go, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said, will he kill himself? That he saith, whither I go, you cannot come. And he said to them, you are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you that you shall die in your sins, for except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. They said therefore to him, who art thou? Jesus said to them, even what I also speak to you from the beginning, I have many things to speak and to judge concerning you. But who sent me is true, and the things I heard from him, these I speak unto the world. They perceived not that he spake to them of the Father. Jesus therefore said, when you shall lift up the Son of Man, you shall know that I am, and I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, these I speak. And who sent me is with me. He hath not left me alone, for I do always the things pleasing to him. As he spake these things, many believed unto him.
Take out that word in parenthesis, or that is italicized in verse 24, and read that again, would you? You know, that italicized little he that is not in the Bible?
Oh, yeah.
That's added by man, and why, I don't know.
I said therefore to you that you shall die in your sins, for except you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins.
I am he. Please.
Oh, so that's what we...
Yeah, okay. Even Panons, it's italicized. It's not... Jesus didn't say, I am he.
But he said, I am, and they still said, who art thou? Who are you?
Well, there's going to become a time when he says, I am, and they go and fall backwards when they come to take him. And it had such power. He said it in such a way that all of them, here were people stronger than he in the physical, you know, these guards or whatever that were going to take him, probably powerful men. And it was a group of them. And as soon as he says, I am, they went backwards and fell. They fell backwards.
Just the statement, just the name.
Yes. There's power in that. And except you believe that I am the self-existent life giver, is what ego I am me is saying, you'll die in your sins. So later on, when we believed, did we know that when we were repented and were baptized, did we really know all of this yet?
No.
We didn't have to know that. Now he's filling in the details of what we really, the journey we started on. And then now in this journey, we start reading about this, and he's filling in all the details. He is the bread of life. He's the living bread. He is the light of the world. All these things are going to come out. Jesus also said, I do nothing of myself. I am, again, in verse 28, not I am he. Then shall you know, when you shall lift up the Son of Man, in other words, at his resurrection after he dies on the cross, then you shall know that I am, and I do nothing of myself. He spake these many, and many believed unto him after he said this. And he reveals, this is now the ninth time that he is revealed that he is that flaming bush that met Moses on the way to lead them out of Egypt to bring him into the promised land. This is exactly that flaming bush that stood before Moses is standing there, right there talking to them. And this is the ninth time.
And here's another place here where you can see the relationship between Jesus and the Father. Throughout the years of just doing your daily reading or doing my daily reading, this was a piece that I hadn't really settled in my mind about Jesus in verse, what was that? Was it 29? Yeah, actually 28. When you shall lift up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am, and I do nothing of myself, but even as the Father taught me, these I speak. So I look at that as I go through my daily reading, and I watch what Jesus is doing, what he's saying, and who's that really coming from? All of what he's saying and doing comes from the Father. So there's a higher purpose in what he does. It's not random. He didn't do whatever he wanted, but he submitted to the Father.
They are not independent of each other.
Right.
Except that Jesus had to be separate from the Father to be able to take on sin. He had to be. But yet they are one in the same, and that separation broke Jesus' heart when he took on our flesh and our sins. But this had to happen.
Well, yeah, here in 29, and who sent me is with me. He hath not left me alone, for I do always the things pleasing to him. The Father hadn't left him alone. But when you're talking about that, when he took on sin, that broke his heart. It's because the Father, I might be getting ahead of myself, but that was probably that only time where he was now alone, truly alone, without the Father.
The only. Throughout eternity past.
It was the only time.
The only time. And the only time eternity period. Eternity past, present, future. No, you have good understanding in that, Brett. I'd say amen to what you just said. I was looking at this, I don't have I am in 23 as one of the ego I am-es, because it in the Greek it is ego ek ton ano I am-e. It's not ego I am-e together. So I didn't count that as an I am.
Out? I out?
Uh-huh. I am out of above. I've come from above. Even though it states that in English, you might say, well, Gilbert missed that I am. And it's not I am. In the Greek, there are three words in between this. So it's not, he's not making the statement ego I am-y, the self-existent life giver. He is saying I from above, out from above, am. So I didn't count that.
Well, there's a distinction.
I just went back and looked at it. I said, did I miss that? And
if you go to the light of the world one, and you go, that's not the same thing.
I tried to be careful when I looked at all these that he was making that statement uninterrupted, I am. So just so you know, if you see that in, it's just the way that Ivan Panin phrased it. It's not what it really is in the Greek. He's not making that statement, I am. Like amen, amen is a particular statement that we have noticed when he doubles something. I just thought you might want to know that. So I did check it out, and for some reason I caught that. I don't know why. It was just the fact that the Holy Spirit showed that to me.
And the last thing in this, the last sentence, as he spoke, these many believed unto him. That's the last statement there. Many believed unto him from what he was just saying.
So Jesus, you know, we've already read this, that I am the self-existent life giver. I am the light of life. And we must believe that Jesus is this I am. He is the light of the world, the light that gives life. And the I am does nothing of his own. He goes on and explains that he is tied to the Father. Everything he does is exactly the Father's will. And then I have another note to myself. In these contexts that we've been through yesterday and today, Jesus, the Logos, we must have that. We must have this image of Jesus for us to have the true freedom and the true liberty in God. Without Jesus' image, we are not set free. So when we practice his image, when we emulate him, when we walk in his footsteps, we will know the truth, and this truth will set us free, and we'll be free indeed. That's another thing I was picking up and wanted to make sure that we remembered from the things that we have read. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. Should we finish the context? 31?
31 to 59.
Yeah, all the way.
So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's seed and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits..."
Oh, wait a second. Read that again. And every time we read that, put in the true, actually, amen, amen. Would you mind doing that, Brett?
Yeah.
Just start with the amen, amen.
"Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, yet you are seeking to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak the things which I have seen my father with my father. Therefore, you also do the things which you have heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." And Jesus said to them, "If you are Abraham's children, you would do the deeds of Abraham. But now you are seeking to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father." They said to him, "We were not born of sexual immorality. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I'm saying? Is it because you cannot hear my word? Oh, it is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" And Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Amen, amen, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death, ever." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died and the prophets also. And you say, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death, ever. Surely you are not greater than our father Abraham, who died. The prophets died too. Whom do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say that I do not know him, I will be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." So the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple.
There's a lot in this. You know, it's interesting, the fundamental principles of Jesus, repentance away from dead works, faith on God, the doctrine of baptisms in the plural, there's three baptism, baptized in the cloud and in the sea. 1 Corinthians 10, we're baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And in one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. Those are three distinct baptisms that it talks about in the New Testament. But there's only one baptism, but there are three different stages that we go through. And those are the scriptures, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 and 2, and then where it says, in one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. And then the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal, Alpha, Omega, judgment, not condemnation, Alpha and Omega, judgment. You decide to stay in the right-hand lane and drive under the speed limit, that's a judgment. You decide to go above the speed limit, that's a judgment. And you could get a condemnation for it if you go too fast.
You know, when you study out eternal judgment, the very first scripture that's there is one that talks about that they were trying to decide whether or not to get in this boat. They were making a decision.
Yeah. Decision.
So it opens it up right away. This isn't condemning anything. They're trying to decide to get in this boat.
Right.
And it starts opening up your mind to go, oh, judgment isn't this. Judgment is wider than, it's bigger than what
right.
I think it is.
Yeah, yeah, don't be so narrow-minded about it. It's, yeah. So don't always say it's condemnation. It's definitely not condemnation. And because they don't read that over 100 times, they just say that one.
You're gonna, judge not, lest ye be judged.
Yes, that's a favorite yeah. one, and then they stop. They don't go any further into
it. It's a one-rock foundation.
Yeah, that's a pebble.
It's a pebble.
It's a little—
My house is on this pebble.
It's a chip off the rock. It's not the whole fundamental of—
Right.
And so we want to make judgments that'll last us for each— We want to do the right things that will last us through eternity. You know, our country was founded on judgments. They live by the Bible. They even set up our survey system for people to have land and home ownership exactly like the Bible did. They walked around the perimeters of the property, and they walked around, first they walked around the different states. The country of Israel was made of Judea and Samaria and Galilee, and each tribe would walk around their particular, maybe you call the tribe like a county. And you had the states, which are those different areas, Judea, Samaria, and Galilee. And then you would have the different tribes, the tribe of Dan. They would walk around and establish, they'd perambulate. It's a point in law of land surveying, home ownership. And you would possess the land and defend it against all others. These are all points of law that actually came from, they're Bible-based. What were we talking about? Well, where were we going?
We were just beginning to talk about this context. There were so many things in it.
Oh, right. The foundations, the logon is fanned four times in there. And it starts with, if you abide in my image, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. So knowing these principles of the doctrine of Christ will set you free. You'll be able to live on the land. You'll walk around your property, you'll take ownership of it, and you'll live a freeman, not a bondman. Isn't that interesting? And then there's another place that because these religious dudes, they could not hear his image. They could not hear the logon. They didn't know about changing your mind. Here's the I am right in front of them. They were just stubborn heads. How many times have you gone in? I went to a The Assemblies was holding a big conference up in Portland, and I walked in there, and this is the same group, you know, Jim Baker and Jimmy Swaggart, about that same era, and I was kind of curious what they would be talking about, so I walked into their convention in the place where they would sell their books and their literature and all that other stuff, and I saw a whole group of them over there, all from the same religion, and they're arguing with each other, and the first fundamental principle is to change your mind. And I wasn't seeing any changes of mind. And this is religion today. People like to just argue too much instead of submitting to one another and truly listening to each other, repenting, changing your mind. This is the one thing that we have noticed about the Bible, that it is both to be read, but also to be sung, and especially being sung You find like an onion, you take off one layer, there's another layer underneath and another layer. The Jews know there are 40 layers to the Bible, but we think there's actually more. And this is Romans 14:17.
The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God. Is acceptable to God and approved, amen. Is acceptable to God and approved by man. Let us therefore follow after these things which make for peace and joy. Let us therefore follow after these things which make for peace and joy. Let us therefore follow after these things which make for peace and joy. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit.
Now that was Romans 14:17, 18, and 19, but we're going to do 17 again and the Spanish version of it.
The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Porque el reino de Dios no es comida ni bebida, sino justicia y paz y gozo en el Espíritu Santo. Porque el reino de Dios no es comida ni bebida, sino justicia y paz y gozo en el Espíritu Santo. Gozo y paz y justicia en el Espíritu Santo.
Until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com. Or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible because it is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.